The Lusatian Sorbs are a small Slavic minority who can mostly be found in the east of Germany, but they have their history and their friends in the Czech Republic too. Petr Kalita is in charge of the Friends of Lusatia Society, in Czech, the Společnost Přátel Lužice. I'll let him introduce himself to you in Sorbian.
Já jsem Petr Kalita. Já jsem předseda Tovarstva přečelou Serbou.
So, who are the Lusatian Sorbs and where can you find them? Again, here's Petr Kalita, who this time, mercifully for my translation skills, answered in Czech.
Ta historie je samozřejmě velice složitá, protože lužičtí Srbové žili vždycky, řekněme...
It is, of course, very complicated, because Sorbs always lived, let's say, these past few centuries, in what is now Germany, in Saxony, around the town of Bautzen. Bautzen is their cultural centre. However, there are links with the Czech Republic which go way back, because as of the year 1329, Upper Lusatia formed a part of the Czech state. So the common history of the Czechs and the Sorbs dates back.
Společnou historii měli Češi i lužičtí Srbové.
In 1635, Upper Lusatia ceased to be a part of the Czech state, but there are other reasons why Czechs and Sorbs have a past and a culture in common. Language is one of them.
Lužická srbština, ružickou srbštinu rozdělujeme na hornolužickou srbštinu a dolnolužickou srbštinu.
Sorbian can be divided into Upper Lusatian Sorbian and Lower Lusatian Sorbian. Sorbian is a Western Slavonic language, just like Czech or Polish or Slovak. So the languages are very similar. And then, in the 19th century especially, Upper Lusatian Sorbian was in particular very much influenced by Czech. So I would say that every Czech can understand Upper Lusatian Sorbian very well.
Každý Čech jako poměrně dobře rozumí té hornolužické srbštině.
According to Petr Kalita, Sorbian has borrowed a great deal from the sort of Czech spoken in Prague in particular, but more on the reasons for that later. First to the question of whether many Sorbs continue to live on Czech territory today, after all of the shifting of boundaries to have taken place over the past couple of centuries in Central Europe.
Těch lužických Srbů spíš co tady pracují, nebo pár ještě žije v...
The Sorbs that are living in the Czech Republic today are normally really only here for work, or let's say a couple still live maybe right on the border, on the Czech border with Germany. Those are people who came here after the Second World War. But I would guess that there are several tens of people at the most. Otherwise, Sorbs live in Germany, in what was formerly East Germany.
Co jsou tady v Čechách. Jinak žijou tady v Německu, ve východním Německu.
But Sorbs traditionally came to Prague to get a religious education at the city's theological faculty. In the 18th century, a Lusatian seminary was built for Sorbian students in Prague's Malá Strana. Throughout the 19th century, important figures in the Czech national revival, such as Karel Jaromír Erben, came to lecture at the seminary. The seminary even provided one of the backdrops for Sorbian's own national revival. Today, the building no longer functions as a home for budding priests, but as the headquarters of the Friends of Lusatia Society, of which Petr Kalita is in charge.
Zde se mohli vzdělávat lužičtí Srbové, čili hornolužičtí katoličtí lužičtí.
This is where Catholic Sorbs from Upper Lusatia were able to come and study. And this is important because there are more Protestant Sorbs than there are Catholics. So it was very important for these Catholic Sorbs that they had their own institution. And within this institution, a library was founded. It was later called the Hornick Library, and it is a collection which was, at first, made up predominantly of religious writings, but then came to include writings about the Sorbs, their culture and traditions, and other Slavonic literature. And then, in 1846, a Sorbian organization called Srbovka was set up here, which took charge of the library. And they were the ones who built up this collection, which today is used by Czechs, as it is by Lusatian Sorbs themselves.
Czechy, kteří se zabývají slavistikou lužickými Srby, tak pro lužické Srby.
Dajenkec na pivo nie pondžemy, dajenkec na pivo nie pondžemy, jenkečanské holce holcu bíja, jenkečanské...
Přistupni napredy k mienu té bytosti. V hornej Lužici, una rieka Bože sedleško.
Petr Kalita reads an extract from a Sorbian language book in the seminary library. He's chosen a 19th century study of Sorbian mythology, and more specifically, the story of Bože sedleško. According to Petr Kalita, Bože Sedleško is a mythical figure specific to the Lusatian Sorbs. She appears on farms and in villages in the form of a crying girl, and if you see her, then look out. She's normally a precursor of some ill event. On the subject of ill events, the Lusatian Seminary has only just now reopened after the devastating Prague floods of 2002.
Samozřejmě během historie bylo hodně problémů, hodně mezníků, kdy se bojovalo o tady útroby.
Of course, this place has had many problems in the past, and there have been many occasions on which the seminary had to fight for its right to exist. But right now we are standing in front of a picture of how things were in 2002. This is when Prague was inundated by disastrous floods. And as we are right beside the Vltava River and the Charles Bridge, the seminary was unfortunately affected by the flooding. A lot of books were destroyed, the majority we were able to save or in some way repair, but you can see how it looked.
No a tady se můžeme podívat, jak to vypadalo.
The library is only just now being unpacked from boxes and restored to its former glory. And it's only just 2 weeks ago that the Společnost Přátel Lužice moved its headquarters back into the building. But the association is already planning its biggest event of the year, to which you're cordially invited.
Děláme jednou až dvakrát ročně takovou větší akci a to bude v tomto roce ještě v listopadu. Bude
Once or twice a year we organize a bigger event and this year in November we are doing something to celebrate 100 years since the birth of one of our best Sorbian poets who stayed here and studied in Prague. His name is Jakub Bart Čižinský.
Jakub Bart Čižinský.
Do Čežníke chceme lačo ići, do Čežníke chceme lačo ići.
Čižničanský mink mám já nehojce,
Čižničanský mink mám já nehojce.
Hej!
The Friends of Lusatia meet around once a month in Prague's Malá Strana to watch films, attend lectures and discuss matters Sorbian. For more information on them in both Czech and Sorbian, visit their webpage www.lusice.cz.